ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Start speaking Japanese in minutes and learn about culture and customs in just minutes more with Japanese Survival Phrases, a completely new way to master the basics of Japanese. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
In today's lesson, we'll cover a useful phrase for when the Japanese is coming at you fast and furious.And the content is a little bit too much to handle. So today's phrase is, I'm sorry, I don't understand. In Japanese, I'm sorry is sumimasen. 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 Sumimasen also means excuse me. So this is very useful. You can use sumimasen when you bump into a person, or if you want to get someone's attention at the restaurant, for example, you can say sumimasen.Or if you want to apologize for something, if you spill coffee on someone, you can say sumimasen. Very, very useful. Now, the latter half of today's phrase, I don't understand, is wakarimasen. 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 Now, literally translated, this just means don't understand. In Japanese, a sentence doesn't necessarily have to state the subject.It's pretty obvious when you say it that you don't understand. So you don't have to say 私はわかりません. Just say わかりません. Now this word stems from the root word わかる, which means to know or to understand. わかりません is the polite way of saying the negative form. So it's I don't understand in the polite form. わかりません. わかりません.It kind of rhymes. すみません、わかりません。すみません、わかりません。Pretty simple. Now, if you can't remember all of this, don't worry. You can just say, わかりません。Building on this, we can add the phrase, I don't understand Japanese. We can use the same word we used earlier. わかりません。We simply say, 日本語はわかりません。The first word, 日本語, means Japanese. 日本 is Japan, the country name.Go means language. So together, Nihongo is the language used in Japan, or Japanese. It's pretty simple. So if you wanted to say the language used in Spain, you just put the country name first. Spain go. Spain go. So go is just language. So the first word in our sentence is Nihongo. This is followed by wa, the topic marking particle. After this is...わかりません。I don't understand. So, all together, that's 日本語はわかりません。I don't understand Japanese. And now time for Sachiko's secret. If you're visiting a major city in Japan, like Tokyo, Osaka, Yokohama, most likely people will try to speak English to you. Whether or not they can speak English is a different story. But they can try to at least try their English on you.So you don't really need to worry about Japanese people talking really, really fast in Japanese to you. Another great thing is, most adults in Japan, I would say, have at least 3, 6, 9 years of English language education in schools, so they can understand written English. Their listening comprehension and their speaking skills may be lacking a bit, but if you write it out for them, they might be able to decipher what it is you're trying to say. So for example, if you want to figure out where a station is,You can write it on a piece of paper. Where is Shibuya Station? You give it to them. They'll notice the words, where. They'll notice the words Shibuya and station, and they might be able to point you in the right direction. So that's a good sign. Adults are always a safe bet. Children are an even bigger bet, actually, because a lot of mothers are making sure their kids become bilingual. They're taking their kids to all these language schools. I'm completely taken aback sometimes when, on the train, a little child goes up to a foreigner and just starts yapping away in English. It's like, hi, I'm Taro. I like baseball. Where are you from? It's really amazing. It's a big fad right now. So, if worst comes to worst, don't feel scared to use your English. But again, remember the simple phrases, すみません for I'm sorry or excuse me, and わかりません for I don't understand. And luckily, they'll try to get help for you. Okay, so to close out today's lesson, let's practice what you've just learned. I'll give you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud in Japanese. You got that? I'll give you a few seconds before I give you the answer. So good luck! 頑張ってください! I'm sorry, I don't understand. That was, すみません、わかりません。 And the second sentence, I don't understand Japanese.
日本語はわかりません。日本語はわかりません。日本語はわかりません。
All right, that's going to do it for today. See you later, which in Japanese is またね!
Go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one. With Japanese survival phrases, you'll learn to speak with proper pronunciation and learn cultural insight and other insider information that will shock and amaze your friends, teachers, colleagues, and people you meet along the way. Go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.